There are at least 31 states that allow some teachers or staff to carry guns in schools. That number has grown since the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. But as Guns and America's Matt Richmond reports, there's no standard training or national set of policies that help states govern this trend. And this note, this report contains the sound of gunfire.
Butler County Sheriff's Deputy Doug Hale is a school resource officer. He goes to work every day at Lakota East High School, 25 miles north of Cincinnati. He's local law enforcement's connection to the school. Lakota East has about 2,300 students. High metal frame ceilings and a wide main hallway make the building feel like an airplane hangar.
Hey, how we doing? How we doing today?
Hale is walking the hallway at lunchtime, and kids are streaming into the common areas.
I can remember when we first opened the school here 22 years ago, you know, you'd leave the doors unlocked. You know, we never had a problem.
Hale's been a school resource officer for 24 years, since before the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. Back then, Hale was trained to wait for backup.
I had to wait for like three others if something happened in here. And we had to do what, you know, a quad training, and where the four of us would go in and we'd start clearing off stuff. Well, everything, you know how it is, when something happens, everything changes.
Everything changed after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Footage showed the school resource officer waiting outside while children were being shot inside.
And so now we're being trained, solo engagement. So if something's going on, if I'm the only one here, I'm not waiting on backup.
School shootings are extremely rare, but districts everywhere are under pressure to show they're keeping kids safe. So some districts decided armed police like Hale aren't enough. Today, districts in at least 31 states are allowed to employ armed teachers. Just a few legislatures passed laws guiding districts on how to arm teachers. In other states, it's up to local districts to come up with policies and training requirements. In Ohio, it's up to local districts. So a state gun rights lobbying group called Buckeye Firearms Association stepped in. In 2013, they began offering training for teachers and staff who would carry firearms.
Enroll. Safety gear on. Safety gear on.
In this three-day training session held in 2016, teachers learned how to stop an active shooter. It included role-playing and a crash course in police tactics. Buckeye Firearms Executive Director Dean Reek says about 200 districts across the state have attended. It was carefully crafted to fit school shooting scenarios.
We went to the trainers who train police and train SWAT and train military. So we went to the people who were at the top of the food chain for this kind of training.
In 2018, parents in Madison Local School District near Cincinnati sued the state, saying that three-day session isn't enough. Ben Adams is a plaintiff in the suit. His kids go to school in the district. He says armed personnel, like school resource officers or SROs, aren't the problem.
We have two SROs in our building, and we've never said that that was a bad idea, because we know that they're properly trained, they have experience.
At the end of February, a judge dismissed Adams' lawsuit. The judge in Butler County found that local districts could arm teachers under existing state law. The state requires 700-plus hours of training for school resource officers, but the judge found that didn't apply to teachers. So districts are free to rely on Buckeye's training. Research on whether arming teachers makes kids safer is sparse. People tend to come down on the question based on how they view guns. Ben Adams is a gun owner himself, and he works in the local fire department. He thinks about what he's seen as a first responder when he imagines a teacher at his kid's school trying to stop a shooter.
Adrenaline kicks in. You have to have training to guide you through those moments. I've just seen it. I can't not know that now. So,
Adams is debating whether to appeal the judge's decision. He's also considering moving his children to another school district. For Guns and America, I'm Matt Richmond.
Guns and America and Connecticut Public Radio are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. Find more at gunsandamerica.org.